This is Ashley Hodge with a Sikkim 365 post-game podcast coming to you after Baylor's 74-67 loss to the hands of Arizona. Tough one to lose on your home court. You always go into every season hoping to protect your home court. And now we've dropped two and another likely one at the end of the season, let's be honest. Houston is a beast of a team, and maybe the only chance we have of beating them at the end of the season would be that they don't have as much to play for. But, you know, disappointing. This was a winnable game. You had opportunities to cut it to 2 points, 1 point with about 4 minutes left, 8 minutes left. We kept it close in the second half after getting down double digits, you know, 14-point deficit. Just can't afford to do that. Shot the ball really poorly, you know, just had some good looks, just didn't make them until the end. You know, we took a lot of rush shots at the end, but before that, I thought we were taking good shots, just, you know, couldn't convert them. Another bad shooting performance from 3-point range. And so did Arizona. We shot 23% from three. They shot 22%. Those are numbers that, you wouldn't expect from either team. Henry Vessar loves to play against us. He had a terrific game in Tucson. He had another great game tonight. He was the MVP, according to KenPom. Ends up with 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, 2 steals, no turnovers. Turning the ball over, really sloppy turnovers, was another reason I think that the Bears got a double-digit deficit. Just too many unforced errors. We seem to be forcing them to turn the ball over through ball pressure, but we had just a lot of just passing it to them, not miscommunication. Ball movement wasn't very good. That's kind of witnessed by the 11 assists and 12 turnovers. They were 20 and 13. They did a good job really, you know, setting up their other players to make shots and got a lot at the rim. You know, they out-rebounded Baylor by 6, and, you know, on the defensive glass, did a really good job cleaning that up. And you know, Baylor only grabs 30% of their misses. Omir was a beast on the glass, as he always is. 13 rebounds for him, 15 points. He played well. VJ played well. He ends up with 24 points, grabs 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Had a couple bad turnovers in there, 3 to be exact. And then you also got a really good performance from Jaden Nunn off the bench. He ends up with 10 points and 3 rebounds, 2 steals, no turnovers. Really great effort from him. I thought his defense was really good too, and just going after loose balls. But you just had you know, some duds from Rob Wright. You know, 26 minutes, 0 points, 4 assists, but 3 turnovers. And then Jalen Celestine, he has 28 minutes, only scores 3 points. Does, you know, 5 rebounds, you like that, 2 assists. And then Langston had a rough night, 9 points for him, and he had 3 turnovers, only 3 rebounds. Jeremy Roach, you know, he was 0 for most of the game. He ends up with 6 points, but he took 9 shots to get there, and, you know, no assists. So he continues to struggle. You really miss Josh Ojewuna in a game like this. We could have used his presence on the glass. Toby Awaka is a problem. You know, Norchad neutralized him, but he still ends up with 14 and 12. He's really good and just makes everything easier for them. And then I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job corralling their backcourt. Caleb Love gets 13 points, but he takes a lot of shots, 14 shots to get that. Anthony Del Orso had a good first half, didn't do much in the second half, ends up with 11 points, but he takes 9 shots. Carter Bryant, you know, made a couple big free throws. KJ Lewis was active, only 6 points. But their bigs, you know, primarily Awaka and Vessar, just too much for Baylor to handle tonight. And, you know, the reason why they won. So the Bears have to recover and try to sweep 2 road teams. The one against Colorado, you would love to get a win there. They've had their struggles in the Big 12, although they just recently did win their first Big 12 game at home. And then you got Cincinnati, which is not going to be easy at all. That's a toss-up game and you know, tough environment. Their fans will turn out. They have some things to play for, so that's going to be a tough place to get a win. That's it for now. I just wanted to give you a few thoughts after this 74-67 loss. Hope the Bears can finish strong, you know, get a win against Oklahoma State a week from next Saturday. and then, you know, some winnable games on the road, which would include at Colorado, and then you've got at Cincinnati, and then at TCU. You need to give them some payback before you have one of the best teams in the nation coming to the Foster 9 p.m. on a Saturday night in Houston, and then get ready for postseason play. I hope you have a good rest of the week, and safe travels back for anyone that might be traveling back to Houston or Dallas, Sikkim Bears.